You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are speaking with Swapnil and Snehal Shinde, serial entrepreneurs and founders of Mezzi, your personal shopping assistants. Gentlemen, welcome to e-commerce radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So, Swapnil, if you would, tell us about Mezzi and how it works.
Sure. What we are essentially doing is that we are building a shopping concierge platform that is vertically focused on verticals like travel, fashion, gifts, home decor, electronics, etc. And the way it works is that this shopping concierge platform is actually powered by a network of experts who are then assisted with tools that are built using artificial intelligence and machine learning. So when you think of Mezzi as half human, the human part of it is actually powered by a network of experts who are like people who have real-world experience working with big brands like Banana Republic, Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, Best Buy, American Express Travel, and so on and so forth. And the other 50% of it is all robotics, which is actually built using artificial intelligence and machine learning. So we want to use the power of technology and the human intelligence to actually simplify shopping for our consumers across all key verticals.
And Snehal, how did you come up with the concept for the app?
Yeah, so I was actually driving back from San Francisco back to Bay Area with my wife. And that time she was actually driving and she asked me that we need to get quite a few things from several different stores. And since she was driving, I was supposed to do the research, call the guys up and get those things done. So when I kind of opened my phone to basically make a few calls, that time I kind of realized that won't it be cool if I can just message someone who is expert in these particular fields and get the work done from them. So that is kind of how the idea of Mezzi was born.
You have to love how these ideas come about and where they come about. That's one of the most exciting things and interesting things to hear on our shows on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us, how do you think that this app will play a role in the way people book their travel in the future?
Well, if you think about travel, Eric, it has a couple of pain points. One is that for a lot of people, it might take a lot of time to actually book the right travel. And second is the effort that it's involved in actually going about doing the travel bookings can also be challenging for a few. If you're actually looking at doing like simple travel bookings where you're flying from point A to point B, the value add that Mezzi gives you might be minimal. But when the travel booking actually turns out to be complex, when you're going across destinations, when you have multiple destinations, when you're actually trying to book a trip, which might involve hotel bookings, travel bookings, car pickups, etc., Mezzi's value add is significantly higher. So the way it works is like we simplify all that to an extent where in like 4 or 5 text messages, your entire travel bookings can be done by working closely with an expert on our side. So all the time and the effort is actually put in via Mezzi, and you as a consumer live a simplified life. You can actually focus on your business and other things while in parallel, in a very asynchronous manner, Mezzi is doing all your travel bookings. So for example, just to give you an example, if let's say you are an executive who is going from San Francisco to London, and then from London to New York, and then back to San Francisco, and you typically fly with, say, United, you like to accumulate miles on United, you like to stay in a hotel that is typically 4 or 5 star, you would like to have like a car pick you up from the airport, etc. So we will actually not only do this entire travel booking for you, but we will also personalize the travel for you so that the next time you come, we already know your preferences. We know that you typically fly business. We know that you like to sit on the aisle seat. We know your meal preferences. We know what kind of hotel you want to stay in. You typically like boutique hotels. That is all recorded. So every time you use Mezzi, the more you use Mezzi, the more personalized the experience becomes and the more simplified the shopping experience is over a period of time.
I have certainly taken a look at Mezi already, and especially the travel options there. It is certainly fantastic. Today we are with Swapnil and Snehal Shinde, serial entrepreneurs and founders of Mezi, your personal shopping assistant here on eCommerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Gentlemen, if you would, tell us more about your background as entrepreneurs.
Sure. So both me and Snehal, we are twin brothers. We did our bachelor's in computer engineering from Pune University in India. Then we did our master's in computer science from University of Southern California. After that, both of us worked for Symantec in the Norton antivirus consumer security space. Post that, both of us worked at Yahoo for like around four years. I was actually directly working with the chief performance officer at Yahoo, and our group was the center of expertise for web performance optimization. We did a lot of research and we built tools which actually became the industry standard for web performance optimization. I was leading the overall vision for all the web performance optimization tools at Yahoo when I actually left to start my company Dingana after Yahoo. And Snehal was actually leading the product management effort for all the Yahoo media properties, which included Yahoo News, Yahoo Movies, entertainment, finance, to name a few. So post-Yahoo, we founded our first startup, which was called Dingana, which was an Indian music streaming service. We grew it to around 10 million unique users using us on a monthly basis from around 150 countries around the world. We sold it to RDO at the start of 2014, and we were with RDO for almost a year and a half after that. And sometime in May, we left Yahoo to actually start Mezi. So that's a quick rundown on our background.
What advice do you have for young entrepreneurs who are looking to get into the technology industry today?
Well, I think most of the people keep thinking about creative ideas, but the inertia for them to actually jump in and start working on it is where I think 95% of the people put bricks. So I would highly recommend everyone that if they really feel passionate about something, just go all in, go for it, because there's never a good time to start something. The sooner you do it, the better. And thinking about all the practical approaches or the practical challenges involved in an idea, you will never go about actually starting something. So the best thing is just jump, go all in, and go for the kill. Yeah, and I would like to add to that a bit. Basically, one should not moonlight on his idea for too long. He should, like Swapnil said, jump in and do it full time. And the key here is that when you kind of share your idea in the early phase, and most of your friends or family or other colleagues around don't quite get it, I think that is when you should realize that you are slightly ahead of the curve, and that is when it actually makes sense for you to jump in and make it happen. Because if you start sharing your idea with everyone around, and if they already get what you're trying to do, then probably you're already late in the game. So that is also a very key thing to keep in mind.
That's certainly an interesting concept and some advice right there. Thanks for that. So at this point, share with our listeners how they can utilize Mezi and get started.
Sure. So I think Mezi can be a fantastic value add for people who are like busy working. So if you're a busy professional who has limited time, and if you want to really use the power of experts, humans, and the cutting-edge technology to simplify your shopping needs, whether it's booking your flights, booking your hotels, finding you that perfect apparel, shoes, fashion accessories, or even electronics, then Mezi can have immense value add in your life.
And where is the best place for folks to get more information about Mezi online as well?
So they can directly go to mezi.com, click on the download button, and download our app. If they are an iPhone user, then all the iPhone users can directly go to the App Store, search for Mezi, and download our app. For all other users like Android, Windows, they can directly text Mezi at 415-915-7798, and they can start using Mezi over SMS. So we support every phone via SMS, and for iOS, we have a native iPhone app, which offers a much richer experience. They can actually manage their payments, shipping addresses inside the app. They can get real-time updates on the orders that they have placed. So it's a much richer experience for sure. And just to repeat, basically the website URL is mezi.com.
Well, gentlemen, we certainly do appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us here today on E-Commerce Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best, and certainly look forward to another conversation right here in the future on EPN.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was a pleasure being here.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. We have been speaking with Swapnil and Snehal Shindy, serial entrepreneurs and founders of Mezi, your personal shopping assistant. And for more information and to download the app, simply visit Mezi, MEZI.com. That's Mezi.com. And this has been Eric Dye. You've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.